By all means, let me take a call. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to know if I could talk to the grief man about that DNA finding for homosexuals.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, about the good timing that they have and the truth behind it, like with the military and Clinton saying, don't say.
Well, you know, now they're talking about, I read something the other day where that in the next 10 years, you'll have the choice. If you end up with the DNA or the gene that whatever makes you homosexual, you'll be able to take an injection that will change it around so you won't be a homosexual anymore.
But I personally don't think that it's in the genes. I think that's just an easy way out for Clinton and for the homosexuals.
Why? Because they say that there's a gene and that people aren't that way because
that God made human beings and he definitely says that he does not condone same sex. I mean, we are put on this earth for reproduction, and two women or two men do not reproduce.
Yeah, but as far as
God would not have made anybody. He would not have made people with that chromosome.
Yeah, but then why'd he make the bomb so tight? What we're trying to say, though, rather than have a religious philosophy, what I'm saying is, whatever God thinks, God thinks. I'm talking about you. What's your first name?
My first name's Rachel.
You, what Rachel thinks and what I, Nino, think. And here's what the deal is. I mean, I don't want to involve myself in that, but Rachel, who really cares if someone's doing that kind of thing? You know, as long as, you know, you wouldn't have two heterosexuals making love in the middle of the park. You wouldn't have two homosexuals making love in the middle of the park. So I say, it doesn't really matter as far as you and I are concerned, right?
Well, for some reason it matters.
It bugs you, though, Rachel. I can tell it.
I hope my son does not grow up to be a homosexual, and I hope nobody blames me for it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because if he does, they'll say, well, you had the gene.
Yeah, that's right, but I think that's just
a
cover up.
Let me tell you what, if your son grows up to be a turd burglar, you'd still love him, wouldn't you? You'd love him with all your heart and soul anyway, because people are people.
I would, but I'd hate his partner, and I would.
What do you mean you'd hate his partner? Maybe his partner would be nice. You and he could, you know, redecorate the place. You know, his partner might be a real nice guy, a nice member of the family. So don't be hasty on this. Give people a break.
Okay, enough. Okay, but what do you really think, though, about that finding? Do you really think that's the truth?
I tend to think so, yes,
you
because
do? I don't.
There's a lot of people that have the look that you just look at them and say, yep, you know, men and women both. I know a lot of people you couldn't tell from anything. But I mean, there's a lot of gay people that just have a look. It almost seems genetic that that's the way they were meant to be. It seems like it.
Yeah, I guess it does kind of seem like it.
Come on, we'll meet over in Boys Town one day. Take a walk around. We'll say, look at that guy over there. Look at that. See that guy? The guy that pried the head off the parking meter and is now working himself up and down on the pole. Now, look at that guy. Now, if that guy was supposed to be anything but what he is, I'm shocked about it. Huh? All right. I love you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And love everybody, too. Keep that in mind. Be happy. Come on, cut the world a little snack. Everybody has their own proclivity. Everybody has their own secret need and desire. I remember when I'd be a bald-faced boy just lying in my room at night. Daddy'd come tiptoeing in when Mama was sound asleep. He'd say, son, wake up. We got a place to go. I'd say, what is it, Daddy? He said, the time has come for you and me to look for some... I'd say, oh, God, Daddy, we done been everywhere. He said, we ain't been to Graceland yet. I said, Graceland, where Elvis used to live. He said, that's right, son. Oh, man, oh, man. Hey, look at these newsreel photos here. Look at them. Honey, all these beefy women there writing their name at Elvis's wall thinking he's going to come back. All these hideous women that have no lives. They just live for Elvis. They got the stamps of the Elvis shot glasses, Elvis placemats, Elvis stuffed animals. Son, look at these women! So sure enough, we took a ride down there. As we drove the truck by that line of women by the wall, I mean, there were turd cutters 3 feet wide. There were distended tatas. I mean, there were ski pants stretched to the explode. And he said, go get one, son, go get one. So I walked over there. I said, ma'am, I loved Elvis, too. I really did. He was great. But, you know, it's so enormous being here where Elvis lived and right across the street from the Elvis Potholder Company. I tell you what, let's take a break from all this Elvis. Would you go ride with me and we'll talk about Elvis? And she said, why, young man, I'd love to. So we walked over to the truck. I opened the passenger door. She looked in, and there was Daddy sitting behind the wheel with that diarrhea-laden smile. She said, who's that? I said, that's my daddy. She said, well, I don't know if I want to go ride with the both of y'all. I said, hit the gas, Daddy. Well, we carried her big butt all around Memphis. Stop by, see if we can get Dr. Nick to give us some cough medicine to go with the Jack Daniels we were drinking. Well, she realized that we didn't mean nothing. We did like Elvis. We sang Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, Wear My Ring Around Your Neck. Before you know it, we were pouring the cold to it. I was in the back. Daddy was driving over the railroad tracks. And then after I achieved my Shangri-La, ding dang, I got behind the wheel. Daddy got in the back with her, and I drove him the other way down the railroad track. Ding, deep, deep, deep. But I tell you what, I don't know whether she... I think she done taken the bus down to Graceland. She been on that bus for 2 weeks and didn't even check into a hotel. I mean, nasty. Oh, was that nasty. I mean, when we got back, you know how it is when you hate yourself after a Shangri-La, you can't believe you really stuck it. So we got back in the truck, and it was there. I mean, we dropped her off, said, yeah, good to see you. Don't be cruel. A hunk of burning love. Daddy was like, son, follow me. I can't stand myself. We ran to this big office building, down the stairs, into the basement. Daddy took out an ice pick and went up to the steam pipes and just cut a hole in there. He said, sterilize the hydraulics, son. I think she had something. So we both stood there with our hydraulics and the steam going in.
Oh, man, the guy's going nuts. The one and only Grease Man Show.